From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Austrians going to the polls today in an election that could see the country get its first far-right president since World War II. Analysts say Sunday's race between far-right candidate Norbert Hofer, an anti-Islamist Freedom Party member, and his opponent Alexander Van der Bellen, a Green Party member, is too close to predict. VOA's Luis Ramirez is in Vienna, where many of Hofer's campaign posters were defaced, comparing him to Adolf Hitler.
The facing of campaign posters really symbolizes the anger that exists, the intolerance that exists on either side of the other. And so the hope that many voters are expressing is that beyond this election, Austrians can once again find some middle ground to move forward and to put their differences behind them, to work through them. There are voters who tell me that they are all for helping people who need it, and that the world can't just stand by and watch the people of Syria suffer. At the same time, a more reasonable plan has to be devised in order to be able to help the people while looking after the interests of ordinary Austrians.
VOA's Luis Ramirez in Vienna. A number of anti-establishment voters say they are upset about the migrants from Syria, which the current government has allowed in. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and the president of Taiwan, Tsai Ing-wen, have put China on the defensive with a phone call to discuss Washington's role in helping Taiwan reach international status. Although Washington is a supporter of Taiwan, there has been no contact between leaders of the two countries since the U.S. formally broke off relations in 1979 out of deference to China. This is VOA News. The ashes of late Cuban leader Fidel Castro have arrived in the city of Santiago de Cuba, where Castro will be laid to rest today. Santiago is where he started the Cuban Revolution in 1953. At a Saturday night rally in Santiago, people chanted, "Yo soy Fidel," which means, "I am Fidel." After a funeral ceremony today attended by presidents and former presidents of Central and South American countries, Castro's remains will be interred beside Cuban independence hero José Martí in a Santiago cemetery. Tolerance and unity were the themes of a rally attended by thousands of people in Indonesia's capital today. Peace rally was held after two massive protests were recently mounted in Jakarta by conservative Muslims to demand the removal of the city's first Christian governor in 50 years, who is being prosecuted for blasphemy because of comments he made about the Quran. Syrian rebel commanders in war-ravaged Aleppo say they will not surrender the city's eastern sector to Russia-backed government forces, despite a government offensive that threatens to drive out opposition fighters from a four-year occupation. Meantime, some analysts say there are wider geopolitical ramifications in the civil war in Syria and removing Syrian President Bashar al-Assad from office, as some nations want. VOA's Henry Ridgewell.
In eastern Aleppo, Syrian government forces backed by Russia are gaining ground. Analyst Michael Stevens of Britain's Royal United Services Institute says victory here for President Bashar al-Assad may force a change of strategy from Western governments.
Assad's winning, and I think it's pretty safe to say that he will be there at the end game, and whoever negotiates a peace deal in Syria will have to negotiate with Bashar al-Assad.
Stevens says Europe and the United States have backed moderate opposition forces, but the desire to end the bloodshed could trump those alliances. Ending the war may come with the price of keeping Bashar al-Assad in power. Even then, analysts say Syria's future stability is far from guaranteed. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
President Obama will give his final speech as president this week in Tampa, Florida. Eric Schultz is the White House deputy press secretary.
Tuesday, the president will travel to Tampa, where he will meet with active duty service members at MacDill Air Force Base, the home of the U.S. Special Operations Command and U.S. Central Command. While in Tampa, the president will deliver remarks on the counterterrorism campaign and meet with uniformed leadership from both commands.
You can get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.